Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Chris, Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yeah, you're going to come back and hang out with us. That'll be miserable.
Do you find that your happiness is inversely proportional to the distance that we are from each other?
I think that my happiness is lessened by the feigned happiness of people enjoying togetherness.
Yeah.
Pretending. Because everyone, you have to pretend.
You do.
You would have to be pretending.
What is it? If it wasn't for alcohol and playing cards, nobody would ever get along. You just need something to dull the senses and something to do with your hands instead of strangle each other.
We're talking about that Mel Gibson movie with James Garner.
Who's James Garner?
Oh, I don't know. A guy? A man? A man's man?
Like, you?
Lee Marvin?
Lee Marvin, I love that guy. He was in The Magnificent Seven.
Was he really?
No, I don't.
It's a lake house on Winnipesaukee. I'm sorry, Soul.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
I hate using my... It's much easier to use my work computer for things than it is to have two computers. So I get emails and while I'm doing stuff, and it steals my...
Steals your attention?
Yeah, I'm... Emailing leads, 11, 9, 12. These leads are shit.
Okay.
Where are the good leads?
Where are the Glengarry leads? Chris, coffee's for closers. Hey, tell me what episode this is.
This is episode number 94. Four. Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris.
And we are here to entertain your asses with some genuine insight into this modern disease that we call living. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. It's... I missed some election coverage, I think.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And this goes back to things that you read and they are not what you thought they were.
Okay.
And that it goes a little something like this. Times are changing. The United States has voted for an openly gay woman, a dead man, and an orc assassination rogue.
An orcish assassin rogue?
Assassination rogue.
Okay, like from Warcraft?
Yeah.
Go on.
Go on. Colleen Lechowicz, it ends with a Z, appeared to lose any chance of winning a Maine Senate seat earlier this year when her competitors outed her as a dedicated player of the popular online multiplayer video game World of Warcraft.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, this was kind of a big story in my corners of this world.
So I'm an orc rogue girl.
Uh-huh.
That means I stab things a lot.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that a peace-loving social worker and Democrat would enjoy that?
Chris, some people they play online video games. Some people they enjoy a beer or two and podcast to the world at large to everybody's benefit. And you know, some people run for office. Some people do all three. I'm not hinting anything, but I am.
I can kill stuff without going to jail. There are some days when this is more necessary than others. All right, Bateman, what's up?
Chris, is that
can
bone?
I see that notebook?
Chris, what color is that?
It's bone.
It's bone. Yeah, no. So
videos to return.
So she got feed me a cat. So she got elected despite her professed love for the online massively multiplayer online role playing game World of Warcraft, published by Blizzard Interactive in 2004, the year of our Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Blizzard, so cold it's cool.
Blizzard, catch the wave. It'll freeze your eyes shut. Holy shit. Oh boy, I'm snowed in. Oh, you better eat your sister. It's Warcraft.
Blizzard with 3 Z's. It's a geeky, exotic experience.
Orc. Elf. That's our version of Duck Duck Goose because we're in a fantasy world.
Hey, did you hear the radio last night? Yes, I did. Oh, that was the World of Warcraft.
Ah, yes. Our fine boys out on the Ironforge front. They went to the Outlands and they fought the Lich King and the blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Marching their way through Africa. Fix bayonets, orcs. Fix bayonets.
Fix bayonets. Your ladies are waiting for you at home. And by ladies, I mean other men pretending to be ladies. Who might also be congresswomen at this point. All right, I have gotten my chance to use my two voices, Crazy Radio Guy and 1920s Radio Guy.
Oh, God. The guy that voiced Tony the Tiger would be so proud.
It's great. Yeah.
Not where I was going with that.
What?
Oh, just you're he's a one-trick pony and you have two. Like he would have been very proud.
Chris, you shut your goddamn mouth about Thurl Ravenscroft, okay?
Yeah.
He's a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if he would have lived long enough, he could have been the voice of Paul Mulls.
No, he like died like 6 months ago, man.
No, that was Vern Troyer.
No. He's an awful little man.
Jules Verne. The guy that played Gallagher. No. Ernest. James Varney. John Verney.
James Varney.
He wrote the Charlotte's Web.
James Varney.
The voice of Palmer.
The voice of Slink. Ah, oh, Pixar. Well, Chris. Since we're talking about matters electoral, what'd you say?
What if like the lamp like made it look like it got punched in the mouth, and so it and one of its springs went loose on the lamp, you know, like that makes it articulate, and yeah. Then that spring came up and took its shade off, and then just attacked the shit out of somebody, just like, you know, like bass stomped it.
Bass stomped it. Put your...
Or maybe he takes the hat off and like odd jobs it.
Oh yeah. What are you fucking talking about? The lamp doesn't wear a hat.
It has a shade.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you take the shade is the hat. Easy breezy.
Okay, since we're talking about matters electoral, Chris, there has been some fallout from this most recent presidential election. In this country. Now, we here at Those Damn Roskits, we support you no matter what you voted, you know, whatever, let your free flag fly. Doesn't matter to me, doesn't matter to Chris, doesn't matter to anybody. We are not here to take political stances. However, Chris, nearly half of the country in the wake of the election has opted to secede, not succeed, secede.
No, that's why he was elected again.
Chris,
we opted out of succeeding. this Tuesday on election day, I hope you'll vote for opting out of success.
Chris, Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas have all filed petitions with whitehouse.gov. to,
yeah,
grant peaceful secession to these independent sovereign states.
Sure, from cowboy hat territory all the way up to Mooseville.
all the way up to Help Me, I'm Drowning, Ville.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, while the rest of the world votes for austerity, we vote for audacity.
Oh, you heard that on Ann Coulter's show.
I did not.
So, Chris, ever since I believe it was two,
I think that you know, have you heard that game Mary Boff Kill? Yeah, I think that on the Ann Coulter show they play.
I'm gonna have to mute all three of those.
Oh wow, I'm sorry.
So anyway,
that's what I meant.
God damn it, Chris! All three of those too. I'll just have to use a different tone for the third one. Marker. Okay. So anyway,
I think I made that up. They're voting for austerity. We're voting for audacity.
Why not? But 2009 saw the introduction of the We the People program by the White House, which
by
was
Blizzard.
The
by
Blizzard.
We the People program.
Here come the gnomes. Here come the gnomes. Holy shit, there's a flying mount. Trade it for a pet. Boom, 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 boom. Craft some rocket boots. It's Warcraft. Or we the people. We don't care. Just
get in the inflatable closet and grab some welfare dollars.
Chris, the We the People program is a web initiative started by the White House, which says that any petition that receives 25,000 or more signatures within 30 days will receive attention from the White House. Okay? Anyone over 13 can create a petition that is both physical and mental age. Previous popular petitions demanded the White House release their beer recipe, which was a success. I believe it's a honey ale, and also demanding marijuana legalization. No success, as you know, indicated by my fucking constant edginess and just wanting to lash out at everybody.
Sure.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just trying to figure out how they could marinate plays on it.
Jesus Lord, that is one long beep.
Release that, because that sounds delicious.
well, yeah. Chris, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Tell me a story.
It's just a book called, it's a recipe book called. Get it?
Fucking for real, man. Marker.
Wow. You're the one who started the episode by yelling the N-word.
That was a false start. I stopped.
No!
I stopped recording.
Wait,
after
that was me. Oh, man. That's not good. There's this guy named Keith Hinds, H-I-N-D-S. His name doesn't matter.
Hinds.
He stole a Chinese food delivery car.
Okay.
What did he do?
He completed the delivery.
So that he could keep the money from the paying customers. Police called to report that the car had been stolen after he left it idling in front of a school. The driver called his boss so customers could be notified that their orders were stolen. But one order was delivered after the car was taken. He was charged with larceny, possession of drug paraphernalia, and various other drug-related charges.
Wow, man. You know, that's industriousness.
That's an afternoon.
That is. I mean, that's Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, World of Warcraft, steal the gnomes' helicopters. No, it's no, like, and Grand Theft Auto, you steal a taxi cab, you know what you do? You do taxi missions, right? You steal an ambulance, you tow dead people around. Not a problem.
Wow.
Chris, when I die, just leave me out in the wilderness for the birds and the animals to eat.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, that's settled.
Did you want me to argue?
not really, no.
Okay. I mean, you asked.
No. I didn't really ask you. I told you. The record will show that I, like, straight up said it.
Mm, yeah, but it was implied in your tone.
Yeah. No, that's good.
You're,
I mean,
totally passive.
Chris, that shows work ethic. That shows industriousness. I think that shows a certain amount of integrity. Because you know what? You fake it till you make it, right? You wear a suit and you smile enough, eventually you get a subordinate woman to promote you, right?
What the fuck?
What?
That's crazy.
What's crazy?
New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Miami, Florida are to be trial markets for a boutique butcher called Twitter Beef.
Okay, so this is different than when I get into a feud with somebody over Twitter.
Yeah, that's not marketable.
Right.
This is Twitter Beef.
Okay, so tell me how Twitter Beef works.
Twitter, it's just Twitter. It's beef. It's a butcher that sells beef.
So is this like somebody
who, like...
They're
piggybacking on brand name.
Well, no, it's like if you like go to, like, Mario's Pizzeria, and they have a picture of Mario from the Super Mario games from Nintendo.
Well, it's just like that one store that was open for, like, 2 weeks in Las Vegas. So it was the crossover Gatorade.
Really, if they had opened up in Florida, they'd be set.
I know, right? I think we've discussed people fucking gators before, and that's just beautiful.
Yeah, that is a glorious act that God smiles down upon.
God,
gator fucking.
Notice he said, "Don't eat the apple." He didn't say, "Fuck, don't fuck the gator."
He put them here for a reason, Chris.
Don't eat the apple, Chris. But fuck the gator.
I forget where we even came from or we're going to with that.
I don't know.
Anyway, hey Chris, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show,
Gatorade.
That's fucking stupid, man. Like, cut down on that shit.
Twitter beef,
Chris. Chris, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I hope everybody drives safe. I hope everybody doesn't get into a fight with their loved ones. I hope that everybody doesn't get trampled at a Walmart outside of Pasadena. I'm looking at you.
While waiting in line for a Beauty and the Beast stage show at the Magic Kingdom.
Fuck you. That's traumatic.
Way to go, pal. Way to go.
I don't know if I'm ready to air that dirty laundry yet. Yes, I was trampled at Disney World, specifically MGM Studios.
You can't. And I think it was my fault.
Wait a minute.
I screamed and pointed, you know, Jackie Chan and all the agents with cameras.
You screamed and pointed Godzilla in the opposite direction, and they ran towards me.
Yeah.
It's the Casual Racism Show brought to you by World of Warcraft.
Food fight. Dang, dang, dang.
Oh, it's, man.
Like, the most horribly passive food fight is Chinese food fight.
What do you mean? Just a bunch of bowing and chopsticks?
Seems a lot like a party. There's, like, the rice, it's like confetti. It doesn't all seem aggressive.
No, that's a crazy thing about the Japanese. They are a proud, industrious people, but they're a very repressed society. So when they express violence, it happens to be in ways that are shocking to our Western sensibilities. It
happens to be catapulting the shrimp with a spatula.
right into their breast pocket. Before
is that
they,
butter? Pake. They make that anymore.
Yeah. I'm happy that our yellow panic is back. It's been a long time since we targeted the Chinese or the Japanese in our show.
It's not even racist, though.
Jesus. Okay, so as I mentioned,
you can only be racist towards people.
Chris.
Man, that sucks.
That is a shitty thing to say.
That is a bummer.
Yeah. No, so as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and about 3 minutes ago, by my count. No, the you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, but these retailers, Chris, they keep trying to slip Christmas in between our ribs. You know, just put it in there and twist it, right?
Yeah, no, right. I get it.
The technical term for this is Christmas creep. But Chris, there's one chain that isn't going to stand for it. The Canadian drugstore called Shoppers Drug Mart has come out against Christmas creep. They have decided that the first week of November is way, way too early to start playing Christmas music in their stores. And this has been, you know, received very, very well. A post announcing this decision received 7,300 likes on Facebook and 6,000 comments. Some are happy, says Natalie Prezow. I'm so pleased with the Shopper's decision. I wanted time to digest my Halloween candies before starting to think about the plum pudding. That is the British influence. This is awesome, says Lorianne Stout. Christmas has been rammed down customers' throats earlier and earlier each year. I will be shopping at your store more often to avoid it.
Plum pudding.
Plum pudding. Is that really all you were laughing at?
No, I just, yeah, I was.
Okay. No, yeah. Yep.
Yep, that was it. Because if I tell you the rest of it, I'm going to look, yeah, no.
You're going to look worse.
I'm going to look worser than.
Worser than you is. Chris.
Worser than I be.
Others were not so pleased. This is silly to stop Christmas music. The Christmas season is way too short, and it stops immediately after Christmas. Play on, says Catherine Lawler Haynes Gibson. Stevenson Jones.
Hyphen chauvinistic world. Slash alone.
What a disappointment to take something so joyful and degrade it with negativity, wrote Trisha Trudell. Take the commercialism aside, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year to show some love and equality and be giving and kind.
As the song goes.
What's so wrong with sharing in this early?
Were those words?
Says Bart Simpson, Christmas is the time of year where people of all creeds and cultures can gather together to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Who? Who said that?
The baby who gives you gifts, who flies around the world in a magic manger and gives you presents. It's funny, right? Just imagine him like this, doing like as he goes down the chimney.
That's preposterous.
The baby savior breathing.
Speaking of messages from the past that fool stupid people in the future.
Proceed.
Get it?
I get it.
You
I just
don't get it. You no, don't I, understand.
Chris, I get it.
All right. A genetics professor in California is arguing that human beings have been dumbing down for thousands of years and will continue to only grow dimmer down the road. He says that we peaked as hunter-gatherers when we survived by our wits, and we saw a decline in natural selection of intellect when we shifted to an agricultural and city life-based group of, people. He's quoted as saying, I would wager that if an average citizen from Athens of, say, 1000 BC were to appear suddenly among us, he or she would be among the brightest and most intellectually alive of our colleagues and companions. Furthermore, I would suggest that he or she would be among the most emotionally stable of our friends and colleagues.
And I think we should all talk with British accents, and everybody who lived before us was so much better.
I think I got high and fell asleep watching Kate and Leopold.
Nobody remembers that movie. Chris, you should be ashamed of that reference.
Meg Ryan and Hugh Jackal.
Chris, I'm Meg Ryan and Wolverine.
And yeah, Meg Ryan and Hugh Jackal. Hugh Jackal.
Meg Ryan and that dude from The Fountain. Yeah. So wowzers, man. I don't like, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So he would be brighter, but he would also think that lightning was caused by a big guy with a bushy white beard throwing spears at the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. I think he was in that movie. It was not the mall cop. It was the security. Yeah, it was a security guard one. It was called the Fountain Bed.
Yeah, Paul Sharp Mall Cop. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Sharpay owner.
He was a Sharpay trader.
He was a Sharpay trader. He day traded in Sharpays.
Yep. I will trade you two Sharpays for 50 doshans. That's
doshans.
That's the conversion rate, you know.
Is it really?
Yep.
I thought it was a German chair.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm a believer in transhumanism, right? I believe that, you know, people can be modified by technology. And I think that this has been happening for a long time. In a lot of ways, agriculture was one of the worst things to happen to this planet and to ourselves. But we rise above, right? I think that our...
That's a Creed song.
My sacrifice is rise above. I think that our memory has been supplanted by the internet. I believe that rapid recall has been supplanted by rapid reference, right? I think that our social abilities and our attention span have been kind of hotwired and short-circuited by just the numerous amount of stimuli around us. All of these particular things, but we can rise above. Eventually, you know, we're going to have a chip that we can put into our brains that increases our processing power in our heads, and we're going to coexist with the robots. I don't believe in the singularity. I think the quote unquote singularity is when we become the machines, not when the machines become us, right? So this person, yes, he may be right, but we have, as humans, Chris, humans, and to a sense, primates, excel because they can make tools. And we have made tools. We have made bicycles for the brain. Okay? They're called computers. Ride it. Listen to this podcast. Never be alone with your thoughts. If you hear silence, all that you will, you know, all that will result of that is the demon dogs will catch up with you. Listen to DuckV.TV podcast 24/7 until you cannot think for yourself anymore. And we are your brain. Don't worry. We're going to settle down and be nice and comfy there. It'll be fine.
Hey, wait. Hold up, okay? Just go back. Turn around and go back, okay? Let me just listen to this advice. Take two rights.
Two rights and I'm heading back.
There you go.
Take three rights. I'm headed left. Oh, shit. Anywho. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Are you fat? Yes. Do you like Japan? Maybe.
I like things that come from Japan. Continue.
Pepsi Cola has introduced a fat blocking soda in Japan. They're calling it Pepsi Special. Pepsi Special.
I don't know if I should put a marker down or not.
Oh, well, when in doubt.
Okay, marker.
Fuck it.
Fucking shit. Okay, I can clean that up later.
Oh, you spilled beer.
Yep.
Bummer. Do you want to take care of that?
Like, no, it's fine. No, it's contained. It just fell on my bed.
Ah, Pepsi Special. ba-ding. I saw. I think that Yosemite Sam is Japanese.
That's not Yosemite Sam. That's what's his name?
Foghorn Leghorn. Hatchet Leg.
Continue.
Okay. So Pepsi Special goes on sale. It has gone on sale, and it contains dextrin, a fiber that supposedly helps to reduce fat levels.
Anthony C. Hall, really?
Yes, exactly. From the Glee. The Glee Nightmare with Gordon Ramsay and Anthony C. Hall.
Okay, so it contains dextrin,
a fiber that's supposed to reduce fat levels. This is Pepsi's first foray into health food. The company is no stranger to introducing weird flavors in Japan. Past Pepsi offerings in that nation include salty watermelon and strawberry milk.
Pop. They're
strawberry milk Pepsi.
They're fucking crazy with the flavor combinations over there.
Bagoya, the taste will destroy ya.
The league. However, I mean, I don't say that to be culturalist or whatever, but the flavor combinations that they choose over there are strange to us.
Sure. I mean, with a clean palate, the profiles, the undertones are clean.
Did you have a fucking stroke, man? You okay?
What?
Should I call the hospital?
No, I took an earbud out, and it was like I left consciousness for a minute. I'm working with some Maxell $4 earbuds.
Are those your daughters?
No, she has JVCs.
She has Beats by Dre.
Dad noise canceling.
No. The one thing that the Japanese and the Americans have in common, Chris. I really wasn't looking for an answer. I was just pumas,
tumors.
Okay, sorry. No. Sweet kicks.
Japanese and America have sweet kicks in common. Some pumas.
The Japanese put mayonnaise on fucking everything.
That's hilarious. It's a day at the zoo. It's pumas and tumas.
Pumas, tumas, and mayos.
It's a day at the Japanese American zoo.
Chris, they're called internment camps, and you should be ashamed.
I know, right? But they spelled tsunami with a T, so fuck them.
Yeah, we spelled pneumatic with a P.
I know, right?
Meh. Okay.
They dominated a decade of WWF wrestling. Is that redundant or reductive? Did I reduce myself?
I think that you are some kind of Hollandaise reduction right now because of all the Japanese mayo.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely brothy.
You're brothy.
Brothy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very hard to say broth without brothel.
Chris, the U.S. Postal Service is defending a mail carrier who stepped around a Denver man who collapsed and died near his front door. Dale Porch was dropped off at his at home last week after working the night shift for the Regional Transportation District, but never made it inside. Family members say hours later, a mail carrier walked by the body to deliver the mail, but did nothing to help. So he died outside of his front door. Mail carrier's like, oh, hey, free dummy. Walked around it, delivered the mail, walked away. Okay. Colorado TV station reports that the carrier has been temporarily taken off of his route, you know, since he ignored a dead body. The family says the carrier told them he thought the body was a mannequin, a decoration left over from All Hallows Eve, better known as Hallowsine or Halloween. A Postal Service spokesman called it an unfortunate situation that probably would not have happened any other time of year. An autopsy report is pending.
Oh, that's funny. It's a periodical for tweens called Hallowsine.
Oh, man. Sorry, I spilled this beer all over my fucking bed.
I know, right?
I spilled this beer all over my bed, and I'm like, okay, what do I do to stop this from seeping into the mattress?
I spilled this beer. Oh, my God, a dead guy.
Chris, I mean, I can't blame him. I encounter enough mannequins during my day-to-day life that...
I spilled my beer and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think I've been cheated.
So, that's a story. Why don't you tell me a story?
I know. I like talking about my stories. Because I spend a lot of time looking for them.
Man, I've got to say, like, the world got to come correct with these dumb stories, because if they don't, we're going to run out of shit to talk about.
I want to be on the committee that makes up, like, names for drugs. Anyway, trying to complete a task. All right, hey, wait, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
You may.
How many layers in an onion?
As many as they is wide.
Really? How many layers in a Mexican salad?
7.
That's right. Can I ask? Here's another question. This is for real. Are you trying to complete a task or goal, but you feel your self-control slipping away?
Literally as we talk.
I know, right? It's hard to not hang up. I'm trying to complete this podcast. You're making it difficult. You need to try gargling a little lemonade, provided it's made with real sugar. A new study suggests that students who did so performed better on tests that measure self-control, like identifying the color of a printed word that spells out a different color.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a... I used to know the name for that test. That's really fucking hard is what it is. So it's the word blue written in red text, and you have to say what the word says, not what color it is.
The Jim Carrey movie about lying.
the pen is mightier.
The penis blue.
I like how we are both like jamming drop around the back. Same theme. Would you say drop back?
No, I said Trebek. The penis blue Trebek.
Yeah, that's so lemonade really is that like a gosh,
it's just sugar water.
Like an aperitif, like something that you know, like a palate cleanser kind of thing.
It seems that glucose stimulates the simple carbohydrate sensors on your tongue that lead to diabetes. This in turn signals the motivational centers of the David Blaine. This is what turns on the Blaine light.
The Blaine.
In the sky above Tacoma.
The Blaine light.
The Blaine light. There's a pole that needs stood on it in the cold for hours.
Like he doesn't do fucking this magic. He just holds his breath for a while.
This 60-foot pole that's electrified is probably going to jump out of the ground if you don't stand on it for a few days.
He's just saving millions.
We've spent like 6 hours putting this pole in the ground. So I hope that you'll hold it down.
Jesus.
The Blaine.
The Blaine.
Which is clearly Bane's gay son.
Oh, man.
So couldn't turn it.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, these signals tell your body to pay attention. Hey, sugar, pay attention. Does not work with long-term goals.
No, no. In fact, it will subvert them.
No.
You know. Huh. Chris, continuing with the Thanksgiving theme, why don't we talk about Black Friday? Are you familiar?
Yep. I've worked the Black Fridays as you have.
Yes, I've worked it for many years.
Sure.
Actually, I am immensely relieved because this will be the first year that I do not have to work a Black Friday.
Hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, what were you going for?
You always think I'm going somewhere.
Well, you tend to go places. So
thank you.
You're going places, son. World of Warcraft. Going places. Blizzard. 3Zs. No. Chris, you know about Black Friday? Forget
so
about it.
You'll be shut in.
Chris, forget about Black Friday. Forget about Cyber Monday. Speaking of being shut in, the new kid on the block, the new guy full of piss and vinegar, ready to disrupt everything. Black Thursday. Although the push to get shoppers in on the day after Thanksgiving has been happening since roughly forever, the escalating war for long lines has made it so many big box stores are opening in the evening on Thanksgiving itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they released the ads even earlier.
Oh, like Walmart's like ad is like ads, out
like
now.
My plan, okay? Like I ordered graph paper off Amazon in July so that I could organize my plan to get Christmas right.
That's funny because I just cleaned up that beer I spilled with graph paper.
That's you don't have a plan, clearly. Because my graph paper is in frames now. With my plan for making Christmas right for everyone.
Is it? Do you have like a nice like, you know, side light, back light kind of thing?
It's going to be incredible. I'm starting off at Home Depot in January of last year. And I'm going to get a wet dry vac by the company called Rigid. It's orange. It's a little bit niche in the sense that I don't say it like that normally.
But, go on.
And I think that that's probably all I'm going to pick up there. But then I'm going to slide right across the way over to the Walmart store and just people watch for a bit because my plan allows for that. I'm on top of it.
This is roughly the middle of January.
And no, this is like late February. Like, 'cause I can't take all the credit. My plan is not that great. I mean, it's good, but the fact that I get
it could use some work.
Because I got the 29th last year, or this year, per se. You know, I got that extra day, so I spent it people watching. I slid out to the Chinese buffet, grabbed a little bit of lunch and some Pepsi special. I know, right? Wrong ethnicity, but it's in the same vein. I'm sure there's Japanese working there. Because they actually work, unlike the fat Americans who are eating there.
Yep.
But anyway, so then I'm gonna slide on down to the mall. I'm gonna go to the GameStop and I'm gonna pick up some things and
some World of Warcraft.
And then I'm gonna finish up at Target, where I'm going to buy my bullets.
Chris, it's like I always say: all you got to do is buy a bullet and rent a gun. Am I right? Fist bump.
God. I'm trying to work an angle like where the Pawtucket Brewery guy, the one that's like Willy Wonka, where he says you're only renting them from me.
I love that show, Family Guy.
Family,
they got this talking baby.
Yeah, right.
It's like he's gay, but he wants to kill his mom. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, they got this guy. His name is Quagmire. Like, oh man, he is a womanizer. It's like he
talks to
women.
A baby with like Nickelodeon toys. Googity gack.
Exactly. Googity gack. Except instead of making slime fart, he makes vaginas fart with his. Yeah. Penis.
Googity gack, that one guy on Paternal Dude.
Paternal Dude.
It's Paternal Dude. He's the guy that hands the envelopes to Mari.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey Chris, tell me a story.
Tell me a story about what people should do.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's a story, Chris. Yeah, if you think hard enough.
Get your plan. That's what I recommend. Get your plan together because you have like 3 days until a month before the world ends.
Home Depot,
so
Walmart.
Consumed.
So consumed.
You have like a month before the world ends.
like literally, consumed. Like as we speak, it is A, my birthday, the 20th. Hey, fellas. Second, you know.
It's like a month before we all die.
So like my recommendation. So
buy
like,
a $30 electric razor from Target.
No, buy a $30 electric razor from Amazon so we can get a kickback.
So buy a bullet.
And rent a gun.
Hey, buy a bullet and like us on Facebook.
Because Quetzalcoatl's going to come.
Hey, tell a friend about us and then buy a bullet for an enemy.
Chris, do you know what a love letter is?
No.
It's a bullet straight from my gun to your heart. Frank Booth, Blue Velvet. Boom.
It's a poison song.
shot from the heart, and you're to blame. Yeah.
Shot to the heart, but he's still gay.
Chris, we do not want Bon Jovi's lawyers coming after us.
Bon who?
Who shot who in the what now? Oh, man.
Hey, what does that stand for?
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, his name's like Hugh Douglas.
What is Bon Jovi's real name?
No, John Bon. What's John Bon Jovi's real name?
No, I'm looking it up. Tell people what they can do. Tell them.
tell me what John Bon Jovi's real name is.
John Francis Bon Jovi Jr.
That is not Bon Jovi.
Yeah, B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I.
Bongiovi.
Bongiovi Boshk.
I like what he did with it.
Yep.
I like his spacing.
Yeah, you know what? He let the Bon and the Jovi
John
breathe.
Bon Jovi, I like your spacing and omission.
Yep, you know, that's it's admirable is what it is to me.
John Francis Gallagher.
Anyway.
So you can go to duckfeed.tv. That's where all of the other shows that Cole does are, including this one that is us. You can come to Facebook and type in Those Damn Ross Kids, in which it'll bring up a page that you may or may not see updates, because we likely have not paid to make sure that all of you see them.
Yep.
Which is a thing in a story that would just
fucking
just made me angry.
Fucking for real, man.
Oh, my God. It made me red. See, just red Skittles. That's all I saw. I was so mad.
Just a conveyor belt of red Skittles. Just and not because I was watching How It's Made.
Yeah. Lucy was just smashing them with a mallet.
Can I get a black velvet painting of that yesterday?
I think that you could have, but they were exploding. Lucy was playing whack-a-mole with red Skittles on a conveyor belt in my mind's eye. So that'll be true tomorrow. Dreams, right?
Chris, it's true now.
I know. It's as true as it's going to get. You need to go to Facebook and type in Those Damn Ross Kids. Like I said, updates, blah, blah, blah. But if you check it, Mark Zuckerberg is not keeping you from being informed.
He can't keep your shit down.
Not yet, at least. He will, eventually. But today, not so much. So you need to, you know, use your initiative and it's your prerogative to do that. So what I say in my why do I always slam poetry, go to Those Damn Ross Kids /duckfeed.net.
What?
Dial the voicemail at 419-528-TDRK.
As you
leave
heard
us
at the
a
top.
Message as you could or if you would and talk to us. And don't forget, in all seriousness, to visit the tip jar section of duckfeed.tv. Don't give money. We're not a charity case today yet.
Give it a while.
But you can link through to Amazon, conduct your normal holiday purchases. I assume that Amazon will be part of your plan for the holidays so that none of your relatives are disappointed in your... I don't know.
Any more than the baseline level of
in your bequeathing of things.
Yeah.
So you use big words because we're not sexting.
I bought you a year of toilet paper from Amazon.
Right. I almost did get you something, but it was exorbitant.
I'm not going to stop you.
No, they were towels that rang themselves.
No, like my inclination is to stop you. My inclination is to stop you, but I can't. So
I know it's hard, but no, it was exorbitant. And I'll end with this because if anyone wants to buy Cole a present, his boss, it has to do with an advent calendar, and in each little advent drawer is a sampling of a whiskey. And on Christmas Eve or whatever set of Advent treat that the specialist day of it is, it's like a sampling of some sort of Scotch whiskey that's, I don't know, it's like $1,000 a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah. But you get a little sampling of the whiskeys for each day of the Advent in the little treat drawer. $250.
Holy Russ. Shit. I would have been very upset if you bought that for me. But, you know.
Well, you would have never known.
I would have probably gone and looked it up because I always determine the value of everything that is bought for me.
Yeah, I mean the whiskey we normally drink is like hobo piss.
So. It is. World of Warcraft bought to you by Blizzard and Bushmills. It mixes with soda.
That's what I'm drinking now.
I think that's all.
Yeah, that's it. So tell a friend and good night.
Holy shit, where's the Tylenol?